Many food products made it to market because one person believed he or she had a recipe for something so good people would pay for it. But having that thought is a long way from actually doing it. Business assistance programs called incubators were created to help entrepreneurs start their own businesses. And in 15 communities across the country, there are kitchen incubators designed specifically for food industry startups. Melanie Peoples visited one in North Alabama and found two entrepreneurs with big dreams.
The Muscle Shoals Commercial Culinary Center in Florence, Alabama is a former elementary school, the old lunchroom kitchen, the perfect place for starting a food business. Katie Kilburn is feeding vegetables into an industrial grinder for Katie's old-fashioned pool room mustard slaw. With cabbage, onions, carrots, bell peppers, spices, and mustard, it's like a relish without the pickles, and it's cooked.
And you can eat it on just about any kind of sandwich. We've tried it on tuna and roast beef, chicken, turkey. The deli sandwiches are to die for with it. So.
The recipe might have stayed in the family if she hadn't volunteered to work the high school concession stand when her daughters were in the band.
So we were standing there eating hot dogs one day. Of course, all we had was a little mustard and ketchup. I said, these hot dogs have got to have something on them. So I started making it at home and taking to the concession stand to serve on the hot dogs. And then it just got to where I was making more and more and more.
And people said it was good, that she should market it. So she did. The kitchen incubator started in July. She was making slaw by September, but hasn't quit her regular job as a school custodian.
Oh, I love doing it. And, you know, just the rewards of actually saying, hey, I've got it on the market. And, you know, people at school can't believe I'm doing this because, you know, who expects a custodian to be doing something like this, you know?
She's a small, wiry woman, quick with a laugh, but serious about her slaw. Katie hopes to one day make enough to retire in Hawaii, but so far she hasn't seen a profit. There are so many startup costs, nearly $1,000 for a business license, health department permits, and a UPC barcode so she can sell in grocery stores. Another $850 for product liability insurance, and around $500 to incorporate. And that's before she'd even bought the ingredients for the first batch, or jars to put it in.
Now, if it was just ingredients and packaging and everything, I could be making a profit, but of course you've got license, you've got, you know, of course you've got to incorporate, you've got your insurance and all that, of course, all that the first year you're going.
Of course, the Shoals Commercial Culinary Center helps with the biggest costs by saving entrepreneurs the price of renting a building and buying industrial cooking appliances. The center rents space in the professional health department approved kitchen for $20 an hour. Professional consultation, like finding out who provides the cheapest nutritional analysis and shelf life calculation, is available for free. Sherry Campbell is the center's director.
I help them get their analysis done on it. I help them find packaging, and they need help with the health department and their business license and accounting, and I kind of steer them in that direction.
There are workshops on packaging, marketing, and advice on what kind of stores clients should try to get their product into. Actually getting the food onto the shelves is the hardest part.
Well, first of all, you have to have a lot of chutzpah.
Patrick Smith is the founder of Mook's Cheese Straws.
Oh, that's a Presbyterian saying that. But you have to have a lot of moxie and a lot of self-confidence to go out there and talk to these people. It's not as difficult in the smaller specialty markets, which tend to be run by the owner. It's much more difficult when you get into grocery stores, particularly chain-type grocery stores.
Chains tend to have purchasing agents, another set of obstacles to deal with. But that's the place to be if you want to make real money. Smith is persistent.
You can't be afraid of rejection because, quite frankly, some of the places that we're in right now that are the most successful for us are people that may have said no to us the third and even the fourth time. So you have to keep going back and knocking on the door. And usually we've found if you can get a piece of our product in their mouth, you're in good shape.
Cheese straws are crunchy, spicy little pastries that are a Southern institution. Everyone always said Patrick's mother-in-laws were the best. So when budget cuts eliminated his job as chief fiscal officer at a local community college in November, he decided to switch fields. And struggling with the industrial mixer is a lot more fun than doing debits and credits.
When it looks like pale orange Play-Doh, you're ready.
The whole family chips in, and Patrick is already seeing profits.
It's taken off a whole lot faster than we thought it would. And we're about to get to the point where it's getting beyond family sweat equity. It's going to take, which I'm doing profusely right now. It's quickly getting beyond the point where we can do it just with a couple or three production runs a week.
In each batch, Patrick makes 30 pounds of cheese straws, or 50 12-ounce bags, their biggest, which sell for $11.95. Soon he'll be hiring his first employee, and well on his way to turning cheese straws into America's next potato chip. He's already started getting quotes on equipment and possible production sites. If he's going after a contract with a chain grocery store, he'll have to be able to deliver a lot of cheese straws.
We're having to look probably in the next 6 months or so of alternatives to the center, unfortunately, because we're going to start taking up so much cooking time, Sherry's going to kick us out of here, which is, again, the good kind of problem to have.
It's a problem most of the center's clients would love to have. Patrick is expected to be the first to graduate from the kitchen incubator. There'll be plenty to take his place, though. People call the center every day saying they've got a recipe for something so good, you've just got to taste it. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples in Florence, Alabama.